It actually is very intimidating. You got to go into a little office. You have to set an appointment.
I mean, you look sketchy, so I get it. Yeah, but are these the rules for everybody?
Yeah. I mean, if you're on the other side of the airport, what's the reason why you need to be able to get into that gate?
Welcome to the Aviation Mentors Podcast, the podcast that takes your dreams of flight and turns it into reality.
Sponsored by Strass Financial, financing your flight training.
For pilots, by pilots. I'm Brandon Martini, a commercial pilot and flight instructor.
And I'm Carson Vasquez. I'm a private pilot.
Whether you're a seasoned pilot or beginner with dreams of flight,
Aviation Mentors is your source for expert insights, industry trends, and inspiring stories.
So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for this incredible journey through the skies.
And stay connected with us on social media for exclusive content.
And visit our website at www.aviationmentors.com and let us be your co-pilot on this adventure.
Welcome back, everybody, to another awesome and, of course, amazing episode of the Aviation Mentors Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. We're hopefully going to have a couple episodes recorded today, and that is because I am going out of the country for a little while.
Yeah, not a business trip.
Well, actually, the first day I get to London, I am going on a business trip.
Are you really?
The entire day I am in meetings, and yeah.
I hope you're justifying working. This trip.
Yeah, except for I pay for the whole thing. No business expense whatsoever.
You paid for the whole thing. You're going to be working some funky hours.
I decided I'm only going to work 4 hours a day, besides like on my email stuff, but like for meetings.
Let's see how long that lasts.
Yeah, I know. No, but for meetings and stuff, I'm going to be doing only meetings during a 4 hour time window. And that time window is going to be like my time. It'll be like 3 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
It'll be a weird one, but it's workable. I mean, when you go to Asia, it's like midnight. If you go to Europe, it's not that far off.
Yeah, it's just like super East Coast time.
Yeah, super East Coast. Add another 3 or 5 hours, whatever it is.
Yeah.
All right, so today we're actually going to be talking about something that I had to go through at Long Beach when I got badged, and that is a SETA area. That's a Sierra India Delta Apple. No, I'm just kidding. Sierra India Delta. Now I'm saying the apple. That's hilarious.
You can get away with being like, I'm a student pilot. Please don't give me a number.
Yeah, exactly. So back to what I was saying. So what is a SETA area? That's a Sierra India Delta Alpha area. So Carson, why don't you tell us a little about what a SETA is and where do you find them at?
Yeah.
And then I'll go through some purpose of it.
Yeah, I hope you would because you've gone through it. So a SETA area, it stands for Security Identification Display Area, which is actually pretty self-explanatory. You have to have some sort of ID on you. Brand said he got badged, so you have to have a badge on you. And you typically find these within airports with commercial service or Part 121, really big FBOs at a Class Charlie or Bravo airport. And the whole purpose is just to enhance security and access control. So you know who's going in where and make sure they're known people.
Yeah, and it actually is very intimidating. You got to go into a little office. You have to set an appointment. It depends on it. So I went in Long Beach. I'll give my Long Beach explanation. So I went to Long Beach. I actually had to have a sponsor because I subleased my hangar when I had it there. And RJ, his name's RJ, he sponsored me. So he had a call like the owner of the FBO, or in my case, the owner of like the hangar complex. And I was at, I think it was called Millionaire North is what it was called, which was kind of funny. And so he called up Millionaire North, said, hey, Brandon needs a SETA badge. Can we please get him set up? So they put my name on a list. Then I went to the airport, had to set an appointment with the airport, wait like a week or so, and come back for my appointment. Then they give me this test and they said, hey, you have 5 minutes to read through all this stuff and then you need to score at least 90 or 100% or like pretty much perfect score on this to get badged. And if you fail, you can come back. I think a week or two later. So I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do this. So I went and took my little test and I think I missed one, so it must not have been 100% because they let me have the badge.
What were they asking the test? Just like, don't let anyone in the gate behind you and
things
like that?
Yeah, it was, do you let any cars come in behind you? Do you let anybody who's not badged come in behind you? Even if they have a badge, are they allowed to come in behind you?
To scan their own
badge. They have to scan their own badge in and out. When do you have to have your badge on you? Can you leave anybody unattended? The answer is no, you can't leave anybody unattended. You cannot let one person who's not in your party come through the gate without a badge, all sorts of stuff. And
so if I was to go with you, could I? You have the badge?
As long as I have the badge, but you kind of have to be like right next to me the whole time.
Can't wander.
You can't be wandering around the airport. Not even if you have to go to the bathroom, I have to escort you to the bathroom.
No.
Not in the bathroom.
I hope there's a line somewhere. Thank you.
There is a line somewhere. No, so you have to escort to the bathroom if you have a whole bunch of people with you. Well, now you got to escort. Everybody's got to come with you to the bathroom. Like, it's kind of a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
And then there's other areas that you cannot taxi in and out of. Like, they've got different versions of this at the airport. So I was able to go to almost everywhere in the entire airport, except I could not go to like where TSA, like all the 121 operations were at.
Like, yeah. So you can't go to like the gates.
Yeah. I could not go to the gates. And like, there was a secondary area that I was not allowed to go into.
So is it kind of split up in like where GA pilots can go and airline pilots can go?
Worse than that, actually, now that you ask. I could only get into two gates at Long Beach out of all of them at the entire airport. And there's probably 30 gates. Like, they turned on certain gates for me.
Huh.
Yeah. I could only drive through one gate and I could only go into two walking gates.
I mean, you look sketchy, so I get it. Yeah. But are these the rules for everybody?
Yeah. I mean, if you're on the other side of the airport, what's the reason why you need to be able to get into that gate?
I mean, you don't need to. It's just...
Yeah. It was really weird.
Huh.
Yeah. But the fact, if you have a badge, though, on the other side of the airport, then you can walk around like freely. It's really nice, actually.
Well, I do appreciate that they, you know, keep some sort of semblance of security, at least.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice. I mean, you can taxi without a CETA, by the way, but you can't like go taxi to your buddy's hangar and get out and go leave your plane in there and then leave.
So if I was to like go land at Long Beach, I can taxi to Millionaire, to the FBO, but I can't taxi to your hangar.
You could if I was there when you got there.
Okay.
But you can't even get out of the gate. You'd get stuck. You had to badge your way out of the gate as well.
Interesting.
Which actually seemed like a fire danger to me for some reason. Like, it seemed like a safety issue for like me as the person.
To try and just, you know, get out.
Like, what if I just needed to get out in case there was an emergency? No, you're stuck behind the gate.
Climb the fence.
No, with barbed wire and stuff at the top. Thanks. Yes.
What do you want, barbed wire or fire?
Maybe both. Maybe both. But yeah, that was the issue.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so.
I'm sure it only gets more intense because that was Long Beach, which is a Charlie, right? So I'm sure I could probably like try to go to LAX.
Oh,
which I'm sure I can't see a reason that you'd ever want to do that, but.
I mean, I landed LAX my 172 at night.
During COVID or just?
During COVID.
Yeah. I was like, just for fun or?
Nah, it's in my logbook. That's the largest.
That's a cool one.
Airport I was ever able to do. And I think you can still do it nowadays, but you just have to pick the right time.
And pay 100 something bucks?
I have no idea. I did a touch and go.
Oh.
Actually, they wouldn't let me do a touch and go. I did a full stop taxi back.
I heard that at those bigger airports, all the taxi lights are pointed upwards. Is that true?
Oh, they're so bright. You can barely see everything. Yeah, it sucks.
Huh.
I don't know what direction they were actually painted or pushed, I mean, but.
Yeah, they're just way brighter.
They're way brighter.
You're going for a plane that's 20 plus feet above. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
So
ooh, that was pretty.
That was a good jinx. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So airports that might have a CETA, just think of basically all the Bravos will have CETA, all or most of the Charlies probably, and then very few Deltas. John Wayne's Delta, right?
No.
Oh, it's Charlie?
It's Charlie.
Then Long Beach, I think, is a Delta.
Are you sure about that? I'm pretty sure Long Beach is a Charlie.
Well, we're about to find out right now, aren't we? Sky Vector. You know what time it is, Carson?
Time's a brain.
It's time to talk about one of our favorite companies.
Which company would that be?
Aviation Mentors is excited to be sponsored by the one and only Stratus Financial, dedicated to supporting the next generation of future aviators.
You know, Stratus Financial really understands the financial challenges that students face in pursuing their aviation dreams. That's why they offer student loans specifically tailored to aspiring pilots.
With competitive rates and flexible repayment plans, Stratus Financial helps take your aviation education to new heights.
So go visit their website today at www.stratus.finance. Just to be clear, that is not .com, it's .finance. And embark on your journey towards a sky full of possibilities.
Carson, it's time to get back to what we do best.
The show.
The show. Delta. Long Beach is a Delta. Yeah. I was like you said a Charlie earlier, and I was like, I don't think it's a Charlie. One of them wasn't a Charlie. So now I just look at sectional. Yeah.
Well, John Wayne's the Delta.
John Wayne is the Charlie. John Wayne's the Charlie, and Long Beach is the Delta. But yeah, so I mean, on certain airports, they may have Delta. Basically, if you know an airport has 121 operations, basically big, big jet airplanes coming in and out.
A CETA.
It'll probably have a CETA. So stay away from those airports. Or just know that you need to go to certain areas, which might just mean the FBO, and not go anywhere else. So don't be messing around at those airports.
Definitely, you know, when you're talking to ground, they'll guide you around it.
Yeah,
they're not going to take you into a CETA without a badge.
Correct, yeah. 100%.
I didn't know that CETAs were a thing because I'd only been to either uncontrolled airports or Deltas.
Yeah, I guess so.
And
I mean, you've been to John Wayne, but you just go to the FBO there and you don't even realize it. But if you look at everybody, they all have badges. So Outside of that, just want to let everyone know, our scholarship program through Stratus is coming to an end very soon. We are giving away $10,000 this year. Last year, we only gave away $5,000. So if you are starting to become a pilot, we have a scholarship for you. Stratus Financial is giving away a $10,000 scholarship to one lucky flight school student to play for their training. It goes directly to flight school of your choice anywhere in the U.S. or even Puerto Rico. The deadline to apply is June 20th, so apply now. And the winner will be announced live from Oshkosh Air Venture by yours truly, Brandon Martini from Aviation Mentors Podcast. And we will be posting it on Stratus Financial's social media channels. It's super easy to apply. Just head to stratus.finance/scholarship to get all the details. Again, that's stratus.finance/scholarship. Check it out, or if you know somebody who could benefit from a financial boost to achieve their dreams of becoming a commercial pilot, then apply today. You must do it now.
Yeah, I applied 3 times. Our marketing team kept rejecting it, though.
Yeah, Carson, you are not eligible, unfortunately.
I still try, but...
But other people listening,
everyone else is
eligible.
That's a great opportunity. I mean, $10,000 scholarship will pay for most of a private.
It could pay for...
All your check rides.
Could pay for all your check rides. I mean, that's a good one. Yeah. But it can easily pay for a multi-engine rating. It can just finish
probably
you
up. CFI rating.
It'll finish a CFI for sure.
Yeah.
Double I, an MEI rating. It'll pay for any of those additional ratings. And then even more, more better.
More better?
More better. I don't know.
More gooder.
More gooder, yeah. And even better. I mean, if you're lacking the funds to finalize a rating, you'll be able to get it done. I believe we do only work with people that already have a private pilot certificate. So if you don't have your private, go get it, finish it up before then, or you'll have to wait till next year's scholarship.
I like that we do this every year.
I do too. I love giving away money.
Well, giving it away for a good reason.
Yeah, for a good reason.
I ask for money all the time.
You're like, I love spending money.
I love spending money. Yeah. But it's awesome. And you know, I had a scholarship. That's the only way I was able to get through my flight training.
Exactly.
So it's huge.
Yep. As we wrap up for the day, oh no, I'm going to take Carson's thunder. If you would like to reach out to either one of us, you can reach us on our emails, Brandon@aviationmentors.com or Carson@aviationmentors.com. Please don't forget to hit like, follow, subscribe, share all the things that you should be doing on social media on whatever streaming or social media platform you are listening or, of course, maybe even watching us on. It's a huge part of helping us grow the podcast and helping us grow our aviation community. So thank you so much.
And as a wrap up for the day, remember, here to guide you in your aviation journey. So fly safe and enjoy the ride.
See ya.